And Faramir and Eowyn stood forth and sat hand in hand, and all there drank to them and were glad. Thus, said Éomer, is the friendship of the Mark and of Gondor bound with a new bond, and the more do I rejoice. No niggard are you, Éomer, said Aragorn, to give thus to Gondor the fairest thing in your realm. Then Éowyn looked in the eyes of Aragorn, and she said, Wish me joy, my liege lord and healer. And he answered, I have wished thee joy ever since first I saw thee. It heals my heart to see thee now in bliss. When the feast was over, those who were to go took leave of King Éomer. Aragorn and his knights, and the people of Lorien and of Rivendell, made ready to ride. But Faramir and Imrahil remained at Edoras, and Arwen Evenstar remained also, and she said farewell to her brethren. None saw her last meeting with Elrond, her father, for they went up into the hills, and there spoke long together, and bitter was their parting that should endure beyond the ends of the world. At the last, before the guests set out, Éomer and Éowyn came to Merry, and they said, Farewell now, Merry Ardoch of the Shire, and Hold Wine of the Mark. Ride to good fortune, and ride back soon to our welcome. And Éomer said, Kings of old would have laden you with gifts that Ewain could not bear for your deeds upon the fields of Mundberg. And yet you will take naught, you say, but the arms that were given to you. This I suffer, for indeed I have no gift that is worthy, but my sister begs you to receive this small thing as a memorial of Durnhelm and of the horns of the Mark at the coming of the morning. Then Éowyn gave to Merry an ancient horn, small but cunningly wrought, all of fair silver, with a baldric of green. And rites had engraven upon it swift horsemen riding in a line that wound about it from the tip to the mouth, and there were set runes of great virtue.